This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is expected to visit President Joe Biden in the Congress next week as lawmakers continue to debate $21 billion more in aid to Ukraine to support its fight against Russia. Congress is increasingly divided over whether to provide Ukraine with more financial help. The U.S. government on Thursday imposed sanctions on some 150 companies and individuals it accuses of helping Russia's war effort against Ukraine. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman in Washington.
The Departments of State and Treasury have announced a new round of sweeping sanctions on those the U.S. government accuses of sanctions evasion and circumvention to help Russia wage war against Ukraine. Of particular focus is Russia's energy industry, with sanctions targeting the country's energy production and export capacity, as well as Russia's metal and mining sectors. Matthew Miller is a spokesman for the State Department.
The department also designated numerous entities producing and repairing Russian weapon systems, including the Caliber cruise missile used by Russian forces against cities and civilian infrastructure in Ukraine.
Also sanctioned are those affiliated with the Wagner Group militia alleged to have shipped munitions from North Korea to Russia, and those helping advance Russian malign activities in the Central African Republic. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Thousands of U.S. auto workers stopped making vehicles and headed for the picket lines on Friday after their leaders couldn't bridge a gap between union demands and contract talks and what Detroit automakers are willing to pay. UAW spokesperson Sean Fain.
We'll be holding a mass rally at the UAW Ford Joint Trust Building in downtown Detroit at 4 p.m. We will show our strength and unity on the first day of this historic action.
This is VOA News. In Libya, whole families drowned in the flooding in the coastal city of Derna, many unaware of the danger until they heard the dams burst. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers has more.
Mubarak Al-Ghiathi told British broadcaster Sky in a video call from Derna that he and his brother were still in shock.
We're speechless.
Libyan health officials have confirmed 5,500 deaths and say 9,000 people are still missing. Mubarak blamed authorities for not dealing with maintenance of the dams that collapsed from the flooding.
The two dams of the city, they were supposed to be repaired like 2 years ago.
His brother Safwat said the floods have devastated their town.
We lost a lot of people, we lost our memories, we lost our city.
The Libyan city of Derna has buried thousands of people in mass graves as search teams scoured ruins left by the devastating floods. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russia is expelling two U.S. diplomats. We get more on that story from Rita Foley.
Russia has ordered two U.S. diplomats to leave the country within 7 days, accusing them of keeping in touch with a man in Russia who worked at the U.S. consulate in Vladivostok, but was arrested earlier this year. The ex-employee was accused of collecting information for U.S. diplomats about Russia's military action in Ukraine and related issues. The two U.S. diplomats ordered to leave are the first secretary at the U.S. Embassy in Russia, Jeffrey Sillin, and the second secretary, David Bernstein. Russia's foreign ministry said in a statement that the U.S. ambassador to Russia, Lynn Tracy, has been informed of this and told that what it called the illegal activities of the U.S. diplomatic mission are unacceptable, and the Moscow expects Washington to, quote, refrain from confrontational steps. I'm Rita Foley.
Dominican Republic will shut its entire border with neighboring Haiti from 6 a.m. today, Friday, local time, President Luis Abinader told reporters on Thursday amid a conflict over the construction of a water channel from a shared river. Santo Domingo is seeking the immediate halt of construction work, saying the closure would last as long as necessary, with backing from the country's military and police force, though talks with the Haitian government would continue. The Scattered Spider hacking group said on Thursday it took 6 terabytes of data from the system's multi-billion dollar casino operators, MGM Resorts International and Caesars Entertainment, as both companies probed those breaches. The FBI said it is investigating the incidents at MGM and Caesar. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, with the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.